And we're here. This is Curmudgeon's Corner.
Curmudgeon Corner. Yes.
That's right. What is Spanish for curmudgeon?
You know what? My wife asked me that. I don't know. I can't. There's no really good direct translation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. So, I'm disappointed. Anyway, it's Monday, December 31st, 2012, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
And as we've said for the last few weeks, today is the retrospective where we go over the predictions we made a year ago. Well, we actually split our predictions last year over two shows. We did some on the show we recorded on January 1st and some on the show we recorded January 8th. And today we will review those predictions. And on next week's show, we will make new predictions for 2013.
New and exciting predictions. Yes.
Indeed. Any fun stuff to start off with, or do you want to jump right in?
Oh, no, it's just, I mean, fun stuff. Well, the fiscal cliff is still cliffy.
The cliff is still cliffy. Last week we said that by this week we'd probably know what was going on. Nope.
Well,
we kind of do.
But what's going on right now is that I know that the last thing I saw was that Secretary of Defense sent out a note telling everybody that, they're probably going to lay off 800,000 civilian employees.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, sounds like a blast.
Anyway, let's just get to our predictions. We can talk about this stuff later. Like, at the moment as we're recording this, things are still in flux. It looks like there's not going to be a deal, but then there are other people who are saying they might still have something come together at the last minute, blah, blah, blah. And even so, they're talking about short-term crap to, like, the whatever grand bargain's been off the table for weeks. So, yes. Whatever. Anyway, yeah. We'll talk about it after we know more, probably in 2 weeks. We'll see. We'll probably mention it next week, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the fun stuff. So, what Yvonne and I both did as homework was we listened to those two shows from last week, and I don't know how Yvonne's done it, but I took notes. I wrote down every prediction I noticed Yvonne made and every prediction I noticed I made, and we're going to go over those one by one and see how we did. And we'll discuss them in cases where they might be debatable, and then we'll grade ourselves and we'll get a score coming out of the whole thing. And you know, I have in front of me my scorecard for last time around. The overall numbers, by the way, last year, Yvonne got 58% of his predictions correct. I got 70% of my predictions correct, for an overall total between us of 65%. We made.
I would say that's pretty damn good, and that includes we didn't do that many bogus predictions.
We did a handful of bogus predictions last year, and even though we vowed not to, we did a handful of bogus predictions this year as well, which we'll get to. Although the difference is last time, the bogus predictions were along the lines of, you know, England and France are going to war.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't really believe that was true. This time, our bogus predictions are along the lines of the Earth will not cease to exist on the Mayan apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Right. Wasn't bogus.
Yeah, spoiler alert, we got that one right.
Yes, that one, we were totally accurate. Absolutely.
So let's dive in. We divided things into basically four categories this time. The previous year, we did a couple of personal predictions. We didn't do any of those this time around. This time, we have politics, economy, technology, and then we had a few international predictions at the end. So let's jump in on politics first. Dun, 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 dun. So the very first thing, the prediction that was made on our show last time around, was Yvonne predicting that Romney would win Iowa.
I guess I was wrong.
You were wrong. Well, you know, this is one of those that's hard to count, and I'll tell you why. Iowa was an interesting situation. On the night of the caucuses,
he was declared a winner.
He was declared the winner.
So do I count as a win?
Well, I don't think so, because here, as we continue, although there are a couple other caveats, when the popular vote was actually certified, the actual, like, straw poll vote at the beginning, when it was certified, Santorum had a very narrow edge. So Santorum won that. However, in terms of the delegate count, Ron Paul won. Because as you went through the process, he actually won the most delegates. The roll call vote at the convention, Ron Paul actually won Iowa, except, and here's the final except, no one was actually officially nominated other than Romney at the convention, so only the votes for Romney counted. So in the end, Romney got all of the delegates in Iowa that whose votes were registered, but that's kind of cheating because he got all of the votes in all of the states that were registered and nobody won any other states because officially no one else was ever nominated at the convention. So I think, you know, there are two possible winners for Iowa that you could really count, because like the results on the night of are the results on the night of. They're not official in any way, shape, or form. So I think there are two possible ways you could count. One is the popular vote, and that was won by Santorum, and one was the delegate count, which was won by Ron Paul. Neither one of those were Santorum, so I'm going to say you were wrong, Yvonne.
You're going to call me wrong.
I'm going to call you wrong, but it was very close. Very close. He lost.
Well, but close doesn't count on these ones.
Yeah,
okay.
he lost to Santorum by... I had this up on my browser a little while ago. By a very small number. I mean, at one point, you know, before it was official, the count had it at like an 8-vote difference. But that turned out not to be quite true. Let me get it up real quick. Paper Iowa caucus. So the final results in Iowa, when everything was said and done and counted, were Rick Santorum, 29,839 votes, and Romney, 29,805 votes. So the margin was 34 votes.
Fuck.
And then the delegate count was, the floor vote at the convention was 22.
All right. I'm
22
wrong.
For
okay,
Ron
right.
Paul
Let's
and six
on.
For
Ron. Okay, all okay. right. And even though I did the prediction with 3 days in advance, I fucked it up. So... Anyway, all
okay,
right.
Okay, so we'll count okay, that as next. A wrong. Wrong. I'll put a big neck red X next to that one. Okay. And by the way, I originally, when you first mentioned that, said I was going to go there too, but then when I talked in more detail later on, I didn't give a prediction for Iowa.
Yeah, I know you didn't. Okay, all right.
So the next one, you said it first, and then I agreed Romney will get the nomination.
Yes,
that was correct. I think we got that right.
Yes, we got that right.
Did we
have a bell or something?
A bell. You know, I probably could add a bell in post-production, but I'll tell you what, that'd be a pain in the ass. You know, let's see. Wait. I think we might be able to arrange this in some way. Let's see. What's the best way to do this? I know. I got it. Timer. No, that's the wrong kind of bell.
Let's forget it. Let's move on. That... Otherwise, the show will last 5 hours.
A doorbell? A doorbell?
What?
A doorbell?
There you go.
How about a duck?
I had this app on my iPhone. I don't know how it works, but... No?
Yeah, no. Okay, well, screw the sounds.
Okay.
Okay, now then we got the first, you know, I think, Yvonne, this is the big miss of the day for you. You spent a lot of time a year ago talking about how there would be a significant splinter in the Republican Party.
Yeah, and I'm wrong.
That someone would run,
wrong.
And it would be a big effect on the election, and it would cost the Republicans the election. Now, the Republicans did lose, but it wasn't because of a splinter Republican running either. We talked about both the possibility of a Ron Paul or Johnson libertarian-ish or a Tea Party person or whatever. None of those happened. I mean, Johnson did run,
however,
but his results
however,
were not
that,
significant.
While I was wrong in the fact that a splintering, Okay, all right. They're running as another candidate. The reality is that I did say that the election is going to hinge at about 2 to 3 points. And that was correct.
It's up to 4 now.
3 points! It's up to 4
total? It's almost 4, yeah.
Well, Jesus, close enough.
Yeah, no.
All right. You got okay, that so one. Okay, so I didn't get that. Okay, next!
Yeah, let me.
All right, I guess I was wrong, and there was no Republican splinter. Okay, all right.
Yes, there was no Republican splinter going on.
Everybody just went, like, whatever. I mean, Romney lost because basically he just pretty much sucked.
Yeah, so now let's do my side of this. I said there would be some talk about this. Johnson was definitely running as a libertarian. That had already been happening by the time we made our prediction.
Yeah, but
the
right,
but my main prediction was. My main prediction along these lines was any third party runs that existed would not be a deciding factor. I'm going to give myself that.
But you didn't like say that there was going to be one.
No. I said there was at least one third party running. There are always third party runnings. I said that the third party would not be a divisive factor.
You said that there was a third party, but you didn't say there was going to be an extra splinter.
No, I did not. No, what I said was third parties would not be decisive in this election, and I believe that was correct.
That was correct.
Okay. I also said Romney will wrap it up quickly with the other guys fading fast.
And that was correct.
I don't know. They lingered on a long time. I was going to give myself a wrong on this. Like, Romney was always ahead. Romney never... There was at no point after January 1st where anybody other than Romney was ahead. And all of my projections showed Romney the whole time around. But it took a while before, you know, he cinched it. And it took a while before, like, everybody else got out. And, you know, I spent a lot of time talking about this in the spring, that this was due to the elongated calendar more so than anything else. But nevertheless, we didn't have, you know, him cinching the nomination until, what was it, April? May? I forget now.
But he was always... Okay, all right.
The other,
he never trailed. He had the little trouble here, the little trouble there.
Well, right.
You said that at the convention he was going to walk away with it.
My specific...
And that statement to me, I say that was accurate.
Okay, well, so did I say he would run away with it? Because I would give me that. I have down was correct. That he would wrap it up quickly.
I wrote down, it says, convention, Romney walks away with it. And I wrote it down.
Okay. I will add that to walks away with it. I will give me credit for that, but I am not going to give myself credit for wrapping it up quickly. Because that took a while.
Okay.
That took a while. That took longer than I thought it would. And, you know, if I'd looked carefully at the calendar, it should not have been a surprise, but I didn't really start looking deeply into that until after we'd done our show. Because he ended up wrapping it up in terms of percentage of delegates allocated at about the same pace as McCain did years earlier, but because they spread out the calendar, instead of that happening in February, that happened months later. So, and you know, people hung out till the end. So I also said Romney would win in New Hampshire, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
I said that the convention would not be interesting. There would not be interesting dynamics.
That's correct. You were correct on that.
I said Ron Paul would stick it out to the end. He did.
Convention, you know, by the way, on the fact that a convention, you should give yourself a double thing, because the convention was sucked. I mean, as we all remember. So.
Yeah. There was all through the year, there was talk, the first part of the year, there was talk of, you know, Santorum and Gingrich are going to stick it out, and even if they can't win the nomination, they'll have enough to block Romney, and we'll have a brokered convention, and blah, blah, and of course none of that happened.
That's
which
right.
is, of course, exactly what I predicted on January 1st. So, okay. You predicted first, or actually, I predicted it first. I said Obama wins cleanly.
And I concurred.
And you concurred, and we were right.
Yes.
I also said, I used the quote I wrote down here, Romney will fall on his face.
Romney would fall on his face. What the hell does that really mean?
I don't know. I think I had
I don't think he physically fell on his face.
No, I think what I was referring to was gaffes and stuff like that.
Oh well, he did that.
So I was prepared to give myself that. I was basically making the argument that Romney was really not that strong a candidate. Because my next prediction here was Romney will be the Al Gore of this cycle. Stiff, plastic, and people will not be attracted to him.
I
as a
heard
person.
That. And ding! I give you definitely he did that for a substantial time of the campaign. I mean, other than that flash of that first debate, yes. Yep. That I mean, my God. I mean, because the campaign was just absolutely floundering like through there. So yeah, you're pretty close on the ball on that.
And I said it won't be a landslide, but it won't be as close as people think.
That's correct.
And let me I should pull right now the
oh
the,
and I did say also that no late candidate was going to jump in like Jeb Bush or any of these fucking
we'll get to that one. Yeah, you did. We'll get to that in just a second. Let me. I want to click this link. I want to.
Oh wait, yeah, because I skipped something before that. That's
yeah,
right.
you're getting out of order here.
I'm sorry. I skipped a little bit ahead. I'm getting a little bit excited over here. I get a little bit excited. I think the numbers are looking good so far.
Yeah, no, they are. And I just wanted to pull this the spreadsheet number here. So the current margin. Of course, this. Stupid thing. Hold on. Okay, I need to push this. I discovered an issue with something that I had up here, but okay, the latest numbers. My computer's so slow. I hate it.
1,750,273.
That's a good number. That's a good number.
I liked it.
Yeah, you. So, the final U.S. total, but it's not quite final. New York has not finalized their numbers yet. But they had a big dump of votes actually earlier today. Obama 51.06%. Romney 47.21%, so just short of a 4% margin.
So I said 3 points.
Yeah, it's more like 3.8. But yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, I wasn't giving decimals.
No, I know, but my point, and I'm giving myself credit for not landslide, but not as close as people think, because I think most people were thinking this would be like a real squeaker, and as it turned out, it was not.
It was not.
It was not. It was a clear Obama victory. And then we all agreed on the next three, and we were all right on the next three. The House would stay Republican, the Senate would stay Democratic, and the Democrats would not have a 60-vote majority in the Senate.
Just so we got corrects across
so
the board.
So we got all of those right. And then you said, and then I agreed, just like you just mentioned, no last-minute Republican entries like Jeb Bush.
That's correct, and that's exactly what happened. So
And that's the end of our politics projections, actually.
So total, so what's our point total here into politics, okay, here? How did we do?
Okay, sing some music or something while I count. Yeah, you got to do better than that. Come on.
Not enough time?
yeah, pretty close. Okay, so here's where we were. Yvonne made six predictions. Yvonne made eight predictions. You got six of them right for a 75% correct rate. I made 15 predictions, and I got 14 of them right for a 93% success rate.
Wow. Damn.
So if you add ourselves up, that's, and this includes duplicates where we both predicted the same thing, that's 20 out of 23.
That's pretty darn good.
For an 87%.
87%? 86.95
Yeah, I'm rounding to the nearest percent. Yes. So Yvonne, 75%. Sam, 93%. I win politics.
You win politics.
I win politics.
I didn't think we were competing, but okay, all right, go ahead. All right, okay.
Well, I made more.
Well,
economy is next. I'm pretty sure you'll win that, but let's take a break before we come back for economy, okay?
I don't think you predicted anything.
I predicted nothing,
you did.
No. Did I sneak one in? Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back and talk about economy.
We'll take a break and we'll be back, but I think he's right. I don't think he predicted anything.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
This is a break. Oh, yes, this is a break. This is a break because no one gave me any suggestions. I told you. I warned you. So this is a break. This is a wonderful break. A wonderful break. Yes, indeed, this is a break. This is a break in the middle of Curmudge's Corner. Yes, this is a break. Yes. This is a break. Break. Yes, this is a break. Yes, this is a break. Break. Yes, it is a break. And now the break is over.
And here we are back. Okay, this one, according to my notes, I definitely did not make any predictions. I specifically let Yvonne talk and made some comments about how this is not a subject I follow all that closely, so I wasn't going to make any, because the previous year, I had, just for the sake of making a prediction, predicted some things that were just opposite of what Yvonne said, just to be opposite, and they were all wrong. So I'm not doing that again.
Well, okay. All right. So now you did take notes of what I predicted, right?
I did take notes of what you predicted. So the first thing, and you actually spent probably 5 minutes talking about this, but I'll boil it down to a sentence. You said 2012 would be generally similar to 2011 economically. No major crisis, but just muddling along with slight positive growth.
And that was correct.
You also predicted that the euro would indeed exist at the end of 2012.
That was correct. And that no country would split off the euro.
Exactly. And you hesitated a little bit on that one, but in the end you made the call that all the countries that were in the euro at the beginning of the year would still be there at the end, and you were right.
And that was correct. And I also had predicted that the housing bottom had already hit,
yep,
and that housing is recovered, and all the data this year have confirmed that I was also correct.
And actually, that's all. I had four predictions. We talked about it for like 15, 20 minutes, but it all seemed to distill down to those four predictions. Did you have any more?
I see. No crisis. Muddling along. I did put down one thing.
Okay.
That Congress and the president would do absolutely nothing regarding the budget deficit and taxes, okay, during this year. That basically they would just punt everything until after the election, okay? Or do anything about the Heisen crisis or anything. And unless they reach a deal within the next
24 hours.
Right. I'm apparently correct on that one, too.
Roughly 24 hours. I will give you that. I will give you that. And because I will say, even if they do some sort of last-minute budget deal, some last-minute fiscal cliff deal, it won't really fundamentally address any of these problems.
That's correct.
Yeah. And if anything, as we've said before, you know, if you care about the deficit, the, you know, letting you go off the cliff is the best way to deal with that.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Yes, it is.
So, Yvonne, it looks like you got 5 out of 5, 100%.
Yes! My economic prognostication was genius.
And you win the economy.
Yep.
That was very exciting.
All right.
You know, next time around, we have to, and I may punt on the economy again, but you have to do more than 5. Come on. We did like whatever.
Oh, for God's sakes, what do you want me to do? You want me to predict? No, I'm not. For example, I'm not going to get into the business of trying to predict what the stock market, the Dow, is going to be as a number at the end of the year, because that's just fucking bogus.
You could do it with an error range. You could say it'll be between and give a range.
Mm.
Of course, okay. I could do that and know I'm correct. The Dow, I guess I could save it for next week, but I'll give you right now. The Dow will be somewhere between 10 and 100,000 at the end of next year.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, sure. And the temperature next year will range somewhere between 0 Kelvin and, I don't know, infinity.
See, you got one right, too.
There you go.
Anyway, I will not count that as a real prediction for next year.
I would hope not.
Unless I make it again next week, and then maybe it'll count. Okay. So, shall we move on to tech?
Let's go to tech.
I was going to take a break between each section, but that section only took like 3 minutes or something. So.
Right. So, we can go ahead and go straight into tech. All right. So,
okay, so
Sam,
tech.
What happened in tech?
Tech, the first prediction before we got into... things where Yvonne and I disagreed, and Yvonne was mostly right. Not entirely, but I predicted that the iPad 3 would be released and would be successful.
That was correct.
That was successful. Yep. So I got a yes on that. So the first thing, now we talked a whole bunch of different things. I tried to break them out into the separate projections. So the first one was on a tablet that would be smaller, a tablet from Apple that would be smaller than the iPad. Yvonne predicted it would be released. I predicted it would not. Of course, the iPad mini was indeed released. So Yvonne gets that one right, and I get it wrong.
Yes, you did.
And, you know, and I will say more than that. You know, in the show, I specifically talked about some of the reasons why a medium-sized tablet wouldn't be good. And having actually seen the iPad mini in production, I will say I was wrong about that too. The iPad mini is an awesome size for a tablet. It is great. The only problem I had with it is that it was lacking the Retina display, but that size and that form factor is actually very nice. And I did get the iPad 4 for Christmas. I'm very happily using it. The iPad mini is a nice size. And, so, you know, the arguments about that, I think I will say I was wrong on them as well.
I did go and use one at tried one, and I found it quite nice as well. Yeah. But even having said that, if I still went to buy a replacement tablet, I would still buy the larger one.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely different use cases for what you would use them for, and blah blah blah. But I'll tell you, if the small one was if it had the Retina screen and it was comparable in terms of speed and other stuff, it would be a much tougher decision.
I understand. I think it's still go big. But
yeah, I mean, it depends what you're doing with it. But anyway, I'm very happy with my... Okay, the next one, though, was a bigger iPhone. Yvonne said there would be one. I said there would not be. I will reluctantly grant that the iPhone 5 is bigger.
You reluctantly grant that the iPhone 5 is bigger?
Well, and I'll tell you why it's reluctant. I will count you as right and me as wrong. So let's stipulate that and get that off the table. But definitely, when I was thinking bigger phone, when we were having this discussion, I was thinking something like those big ass Galaxy Notes or whatever. Something like the iPhone 5 is a little bit taller.
Sorry, I did not go and say.
I know. You were right.
They're going to make a massive phone. It's huge. No, I just said bigger.
Yeah, no, I know.
It was going to be like, the size of a fucking, like that stupid Note bullshit thing that's ridiculous.
Exactly, you're right. And so what Apple did was, I think, very good, because they didn't make I was completely thinking when I was doing this, something that would scale up all dimensions of the phone. It would be wider, it would be taller, it would be whatever. It would be a bigger iPhone. What they did was they made it slightly taller, same width, actually a little bit thinner. And so I've got an iPhone 5 now, and it doesn't feel that much bigger, but you do have more screen real estate, and you appreciate it, and it's valuable, and I like it. And so they did it, but I think they did it in a very smart way that, you know, certainly when I was doing the show a year ago, I was not anticipating that particular way of making a bigger iPhone, but I think they did it in a smart way. I think if they'd done it, if they had made a phone that was just bigger in all dimensions, that would have been stupid. But they were smart. They didn't do that. They did this. It works pretty well. So I'll give you that one. You got that one right. I got that one wrong.
I did get the wrong where I predicted also that they may come out with a phone with a keyboard.
And that was the next one. You predicted that an iPhone with a keyboard. I predicted there would be no iPhone with a keyboard. And on this one, you got it wrong and I got it right.
Right.
And also, I believe, I listened to this a couple times because this was sort of squeezed in between the rest, but I believe you also predicted a smaller iPhone. I think you did. You said there would be a range of sizes and the,
well, no, I said there would be a range of sizes, which there are right now.
There are, but you specifically said smaller.
Smaller.
You used the word smaller a couple times.
I've got a 4S in my hands. Geez, that was great reference when you're listening. There is a smaller and there is a larger, and so yeah.
You were implying that there would be one smaller than the existing iPhone.
What I thought was not so much there was what I thought that there would have a range of sizes. That's what I meant by it. I actually thought let me explain what I meant specifically.
okay, all right,
which did not happen. Okay, I thought that they were going to launch a new 5 at the same size as the 4S. Okay, which they didn't. They left the 4S for sale now. But that's what my thought process was. I just thought that they were going to launch, they were going to do an upgrade to the 4S with the same size. They didn't do that. Now, they still left the 4S for sale. So I'm kind of like halfway at that. I got a half because yes, they have a range of sizes. No, they didn't do it in the way that I thought they did. They would.
So I'll tell you what. What I'm leaning towards is actually crossing out the smaller iPhone prediction, because I had – you predicted a smaller one, and I said there would not be a smaller one. But we were – I don't know. To me, this is either you were wrong.
Well, yes, you're very black and white.
Or maybe this just shouldn't have been on the list.
It was very vague the way I put that out. So
let's cross this one out.
All right.
We were not clear on what we meant. So we will be better this coming year on clarifying what we mean.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Then we moved on to other non-Apple stuff. I made a prediction that 3D at the movies, like actually at the cinema, would continue to flop.
And so far, that's what it looks like. I mean, 3D in general is just basically not pushed either movie sales or TV sales or
anything. All the big new movies are still coming out in 3D all the time. I mean,
they're coming out, but it's not really driving revenue. It's, you know, the thing is that everybody kept calling it the game changer in 2011. Like, it's, oh, yeah, now we're going to really make money. Yeah, no.
So do you want to give me that?
Yes.
Okay. And then you spoke specifically about television and said 3D would not jumpstart television sales.
And that's pretty correct. I mean, right now, everybody's, including Samsung's, losing money on every damn TV set they make anyway, even with freaking 3D. I don't think anybody gives a shit about 3D on the TV at home. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, do you really? I mean, do you see people going, yeah, I'm getting that 3D TV?
I did have my daughter ask me after we saw The Hobbit in 3D. She asked me if we could replace our projector with a 3D projector.
How many times did she ask for that?
Once.
My point exactly.
And I said, you know, they exist. They're out there. They're more expensive. We're probably not doing it anytime soon. And she's like, okay.
I did see today, like, I went
because
they
still
where
we
they
talked
had a
we talked last time
$1,000 4K projector.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And they were showing, what movie was it? oh gosh, this one with Leo DiCaprio that was like from the last 2 years, like, where he did these dreams.
Inception.
But Inception. Damn.
I never saw that movie, by the way.
What's that?
I never saw that movie, but.
Very good movie, but damn.
It looked good.
Good. Holy shit. This thing. Well, it's like a home theater.
Yep, yep.
Okay. With this thing. I think the image must have been like, what, 15 feet wide? 10 feet high.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So, I mean, look, I've got a 1080p projector in our living room, projecting on an 8 foot wide screen. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. I don't see any point in particularly upgrading us, to, you know, more, but you know, I could see it is, if you get up close to it, you can see the pixels.
On that thing, I'm telling you, that 4K projector.
Like, you have to be like a couple inches away from the damn thing to see the pixels.
I walked up there, and I'm just like, wow.
But see, here's my thing. Like, look, our 1080p, 8 foot wide screen covers a wall of our living room, and the seats we have are like 5-6 feet away from it, and you have to be that far away. Like, if you're any closer than that, you'll too close pixels. To the damn thing. It's not about seeing the pixels. It's about you're too close to the damn thing.
Yeah, you're too close. I know. I agree.
You have to turn.
Yeah.
You can't see the whole thing if you're any closer
than
that.
You need a bigger house.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we're like, you know, so at a comfortable seating distance, it's already pushing the size, and you can't see the pixels from there. You can see the pixels if you go up a couple inches from the damn screen and look for them. But like, it's not like you're sitting there watching it at that distance. At a comfortable seating distance, it looks gorgeous.
I proposed to my wife that I've got this, you know, like where we sit to watch TV is probably like, it's at least 10 feet from the wall. I could put in the drop down screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, and I could put the big projector on the wall. She said no.
You were talking someday you might come visit us. You got to see our setup. It's pretty sweet.
Is it on the wall or is it a screen?
We have a screen mounted to the ceiling. And at the old house, we had it on a wall because we had a big blank white wall. We didn't have that here, so we have a pull-down screen.
Is it electric?
We didn't get the electric screen because we figured we've got a 3-year-old who's going to write on that screen at some point.
Oh, but it's that low. Oh, no. I got it like up and far. I'm thinking I want it high enough that, you know, you can't reach it. Like,
well, it's at viewing distance. Like, it takes up the whole height of the room.
You need a taller ceiling. Anyway, all right. Okay, so.
Oh, I don't want it up in the air. I want it straight ahead when I'm looking at it.
Okay. 3D did not take off.
Anyway, yeah, we can talk more about AV setups. I like it at the height it is. I would be pissed off if it was higher.
Okay, all right. So
anyway, next. What we else? Talked about Android. You said that it would chug along with no major breakthroughs. I'm ready to give you that.
Yeah. One thing that I was wrong.
Wait. I said Android would dominate amongst anti-Apple purchasers who didn't want Apple for some reason and price-only shoppers, but those were basically the markets it would be in.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have that
Well, one? I mean, I think the Galaxy S3 made it that, you know, that there is a market for people who wanted to spend money on a high-end phone that was not an Apple phone.
Well, right. It's the anti-Apple people. Like, I specifically said that.
Gotcha.
Anti-Apple and price only. Like, I don't think Android is dominating amongst just... Yeah, if you're in the market for a high-end smartphone and you don't come into it saying, I don't want an iPhone, I don't think a lot of people are going for the Android. I mean, I think there are lots of people going for an Android who come in who either are coming in with it off the bat saying, I don't want Apple, or who are only caring about the price.
Right.
But like,
okay, you're right. You're right. You're correct.
Yay. You said Android would continue to not bring in much revenue for Google.
And it hasn't. I mean, at this point. As a matter of fact, it brought them a massive operating loss because they bought Motorola and they had to they lost money on phones and Android this year.
Okay. And then I have us moving on to something else. So did you have another Android thing to mention? Because you were jumping in a second.
No, that's it. That's
okay. And then you mentioned that desktop and laptop would continue to sort of be blah with nothing too exciting happening in that area.
And that, I feel that that was correct.
They've tried.
Microsoft has been trying to pawn off on everybody this whole thing with like Windows 8 and like merging of the laptop and the tablet and the bullshit and the whatever, which has always been bullshit. And guess what? Nobody has been excited about this at all. Period.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. You said by the end of 2012, RIM would be completely irrelevant.
And I think that that's happened.
I think that that's happened. I gave the caveat a year ago that aren't they already irrelevant? And well, you said they're still in some corporate.
And for example, my company and like a lot of companies that I knew, they still used to give everybody standard BlackBerries. At the end of this year, I've seen that almost all companies have moved almost to either giving people Android or iPhones. I mean the number of companies
telling you to bring your own device,
like as a BlackBerry anymore, is just plummeted. Right. Plummeted. So even the stronghold they had is also the one that I said crashed, which is what's really making them totally irrelevant. If they could have held on to that, then maybe that would have been something. But no, not like right now. I see companies give a standard issue. No, we'll just give you an Android or iPhone. That's it.
And like I said, most of them are actually the big direction is bring your own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's been happening, yes.
Okay, and then you predicted someone will buy RIM by the end of 2012.
And it didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
That I was wrong.
And then we moved on to completely different things. You predicted that 2012 would be a massive breakthrough year for four-cylinder turbos being the primary engine on U.S. cars.
And amazingly, it happened, okay? As a matter of fact, it's amazing. The number... I mean, you look at GM, Ford, BMW, Mercedes, all of them replaced the mainline engines that they had with four-cylinder turbo engines. And they all replaced six-cylinder engines, and all of these averaged like around 30 miles per gallon. It happened. Amazingly enough.
Okay. And then I made a prediction, and I didn't actually look up the numbers on this. I probably should have. That there would be a continued growth of unmanned drone warfare, and that it would continue to accelerate.
But you also did say, by the way, that it would be very difficult to track.
Yes, I did say that. And I said, but I did say more would be killed by drones in 2012 than 2011.
Is that actually correct? I don't know.
I don't know. But I did some quick Googling just in the last 30 seconds and mainly got a bunch of things saying nobody knows because indeed it's all secret and nobody's counting.
We could give you then because we can't count. Then we can give you a, abstention.
I said the death toll would be higher, but I also said that in general we would have continued growth of this type of warfare, and I think that I think we can give us that, give me that, because this has continued to be a major area of concentration. The administration has used it in more and more areas. It's not just Pakistan. They're doing it in Yemen. They've done it in a variety of other countries,
and even Iran and other places. Okay, all right. So okay, you get one for the win column.
I'll count it as a win, and I would be surprised. I would be surprised if we didn't kill more people in 2012. And maybe I'll spend some more time trying to look that up and confirm it later. But quick Google search didn't, find me like a nice simple web page with a drone death count, you know? It just has a whole bunch of places that say we don't know.
Yep. That's just what I came up to when I did a quick search. So, yep.
You know, so... Yeah, and I'm and there's one for just Pakistan, and I can't even tell looking at that real quick.
There's not enough info.
Now, one that I got, I don't think I got this right, but you tell me if you've heard one. I predicted there would be drone strikes somewhere in the world by someone other than the U.S.
I don't think that happened.
I don't think I... If that happened, I did not hear about it yet.
I don't think that happened.
I have heard about the technology being developed by more countries. But I haven't
somebody
heard,
actually carrying out the strike.
Yeah, but I haven't heard, you know... that Russia used it in Chechnya or anything like that. You know, I haven't heard that yet. I think it's inevitable, but I guess I was a little bit premature in saying it would happen in 2012.
Okay.
So let's take another break. We just finished up the technology category. We've got an international category coming up that's pretty short, and then we'll have a wrap-up. I'll do the count during the break so that Yvonne doesn't have to sing and sound stupid.
Countdown.
I'll do a quick countdown of how we did on tech, and we'll have that when we come back after this message.
I can get that song.
Yeah, yeah. This is Sam here with an opportunity for you. Yes. You heard me right, an opportunity. For you loyal listeners of Curmudgeon's Corner, you know, every once in a while, Yvonne can't make a show. And I do a solo show, which, you know, I think I do okay. But, you know, it's always interesting to have a second person to bounce off. And just in general, sometimes it's good to hear another voice. If you, yes, you, have some things to say about the kinds of things we usually talk about on Curmudgeon's Corner, you know, politics, current events, news, tech, then drop me a line at abelsmay@abelsmay.com letting me know. And hey, I'll keep you in mind and maybe ask if you can join us sometime, either on a regular show with Yvonne if it's something particularly pressing that you maybe have an expertise on, or just, you know, hey, an opportunity to co-host when Yvonne is out. Who knows? Now, I am not guaranteeing that if you send me an email, you'll definitely get on the show, but let me know if you're interested, and I'll keep you in mind. Thanks, and now, back to the show. Okay, that's enough, Yvonne. We don't want to have to pay royalties. Turn it off.
No lyrics?
Yeah, turn it off. No, we don't want to... Yeah, we have enough pirated content on this show. Okay, so the results. Okay, Yvonne made 10 predictions. Turn it off, Yvonne! Yvonne! Off! Off! You know, Yvonne just doesn't listen to me. Yvonne! Enough! And Alex is here now. Yvonne! Off! Yvonne!
Yes! I'm back!
The hell off! I've been telling you to put it off for like a minute.
Anyway,
all right,
we're back.
What?
Are we back?
We've been back for like a long time. I've been talking. I've been telling you to turn off the damn music.
I'm sorry.
And Alex joins us here. Hi, Alex. Say hi to Yvonne, Alex.
Hello.
You gonna say hi? He's nodding. Anyway, we have the count on the tech prediction.
Okay, what's the count? What's the damage?
Now he's talking. Yvonne made 10 predictions on tech and got 8 right for a 80% success rate.
Yes! Yes, go me!
Go Dan. You. Meanwhile, I only made 8 predictions.
Dada.
Yeah.
Doggy.
Yeah, the dog's here too.
Doggy.
I made 8 predictions, of which I only got 5 correct for 63% correct.
Still not bad.
We're still
shooting way over 50% here.
Yeah, so if you add us together, which is kind of cheating because we predicted opposite things. So whenever we predicted something opposite, we would
No. But you see, you're tuned into our show for our predictions to see how accurate we are as a show.
Yeah,
and as a show, percentage wise, we've been damn good.
And so if you put us together, there were 18 predictions and we got 13 right for 72%.
That's pretty damn good on the prediction scale.
Yeah, although, like I said, whenever we predict opposite things, that's, of course, going to be 50%.
Well, but so we kind of balance out. I mean, yeah. Let's face it. If we predict different things, at least the people got to hear, you know, that, I mean, they heard both points of view. I mean, you know, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But,
well, we should count ourselves 100% right as long as one of us got it.
Right. No.
No?
No, that would not be good.
Okay, and the kids are leaving. Okay, so moving on to international.
Let's see. I put something that nothing would change on North Korea and Iran.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So start off with Iran. You said, I believe your exact words were jack shit would happen in Iran.
Yep, pretty accurate.
Yeah, we're basically at the same situation we had a year ago, roughly speaking. I mean, there have been things along the edges, but you said the same thing would be true of North Korea.
Yep, and we're the same shit, too.
Then you said Vladimir Putin would lose the Russian election.
Yeah, that was wrong.
And I said...
Well, now, we got to make a category of going out on a limb predictions. Because that one was me going way, way down on the plank and trying to predict something that just nobody would ever, guess. Okay, just something crazy.
Well, but I don't know.
What I'm saying is for next year, I'm not saying for this year because we didn't do that. But yeah. for the next prediction, we're doing the predictions for next year.
You want to identify the long shot
as like our, going out on limb predictions.
Okay, I can buy that. I can buy that.
All I'm saying is just to mark them down. I mean, just so you know that this is one of those where we're just like, yeah, we really went way the hell out there and we figured that, we may be wrong.
And I said Putin would win. I specifically said he would engineer a win.
Right, and he did.
And he did, but, I honestly don't know enough about the situation to know whether it's a... whether it really was a clean win or whether he only won because of like dirty tricks or something. I suspect he's actually relatively popular.
It was a combination of things. I mean, he is popular, but he did do a lot of engineering in order to edge out other candidates,
make sure other candidates could run,
marginalize votes. I mean, he did do a lot of stuff in order to.
So we'll give me that.
You're right. He did engineer to win.
And then you said, even if he won the election, and certainly if he didn't, he would not hold on to power.
Yeah, I said that he would probably not be able to, he could not cling on to power and that it would be a mess and blah, blah, blah. And while there were a lot of protests, a lot, far more than there were before, it really didn't make a dent in his grip on power.
No, no, no. And, and then we both agreed, and I think we can call this wrong on both of our chaos in Russia.
Yeah, and that was wrong.
I mean, there's certainly been things going on in Russia, but
the word chaos.
Yeah.
You see, for me, chaos is Syria. That's chaos.
Yeah.
That's not Russia. So, yeah, that was wrong.
Okay, so... then I said Assad would fall.
And then you were wrong.
He's still there.
He's still there.
And you actually called me out on
give that guy credit.
You actually called me out and said, that's an easy prediction. That shouldn't even count.
Yeah, I know. And that I was, and I did not join you in the prediction.
You did not, no.
But I did say
I thought that was very tricky of you as I was listening to this, where you told me this was an easy prediction. Of course he's going to fall. That's silly. Why are you even bother doing that? And then you didn't join me.
That's right. I did not.
You did not. You just hugged me out to dry.
Yes. I kind of just egged you on into it and did not join you.
That's right. So he is in a much more precarious position than he was at the beginning of the year, but he's still there.
Still there.
He's still there.
Yep.
I also predicted that the Olympics would happen, that there'd be less of a splash than in previous years.
And that was true.
That was true. I mean, the Queen did jump out of an airplane or whatever it was.
Yes, it was, together with James Bond.
Together with James Bond. You know, so, I mean, has that happened before?
No.
So,
but now, I don't think it added quite a lot to the whole
thing. But I'd say, you know, it was an Olympics, it happened, but it, again, it seems to be the trend of each Olympics, people seem to care a little bit less than the one before. Although I gather NBC had really good ratings for it.
Well, it's still a moneymaker, but I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, but I mean, for everybody, because it happens to be live event.
There was that whole controversy. NBC usually wasn't airing the stuff live.
There was a lot of stuff that was live. But yeah. But for example, I mean, how annoying the fucking opening ceremony. I mean, they tape delayed the fucking thing. I mean, all that other stuff. I mean, that was truly, truly annoying. But I mean, what I'm saying is, it is. I mean, even if it was just slightly tape delayed, it was still like sort of live.
And they also didn't include it in full. They actually edited out certain parts of the opening ceremonies as well that annoyed people.
My wife was very annoyed by it.
They skipped certain countries in the opening parade. They also skipped a tribute to the terrorist victims of the bus bombing in London a number of years back. So they left out a number of things like that. But anyway, I'm giving myself this. The Olympics happened, less of a big deal than previous Olympics.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we got to our sort of bullshit predictions. I predicted that the Earth would not be destroyed by a cosmic event in 2012.
And you were correct.
I was right.
And you know, the great thing about that prediction is that if you were wrong, well, we wouldn't really be talking about it now.
Yeah,
maybe we would be, but we probably would be doing the podcast from some kind of like a bunker, like underground, one of those things like in the movies.
I thought you were going to go into some sort of podcast in the afterlife kind of riff or something, but
no. I was thinking that if we did survive, like, you know, well, I don't know. I mean, who knows? If we podcast in the afterlife, podcast to infinity.
There you go.
Who knows?
And then one final prediction that you threw in at the last minute. You predicted there would not be a civil war in the United States in 2012.
And I was correct.
You were correct.
Now, I will say this. Notwithstanding what a lot of my Republican friends kept saying,
petitions
like,
to secede
after the election. I mean, they were like, there's going to be anarchy. We're going to, the states are going to succeed. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing.
Yeah, whatever. So in this one, Yvonne made 7 predictions, of which you got 4 correct.
4? That's it?
4 Shit. Out of 7. And that includes the 2 bullshit predictions. Okay.
No, you're talking about just me or combined?
No, just you.
Well, wait, what 2 bullshit ones? I only did 1, the no civil war.
You agreed that the Earth would not be destroyed.
Oh, I did agree on the Earth not being destroyed. Okay,
yes, you did.
All right. Oh, that's pretty bad.
So it's actually only 2 out of 5 if you only count the real predictions. You got North Korea. There were 3 Russia predictions. Putin would lose the election. He would not hold on to power, because that was a separate discussion, because you were talking about
right.
that, whether
so
or not,
that's two,
and then
right.
chaos in Russia.
Yeah, it pretty much sucked. Okay, all right.
Okay, so 4 out of 7, which is 57%. I only made 4 predictions, or no, I made 5 predictions, and I got 3 of those 5 correct, so that's 60%. And that, of course, included 1 bullshit prediction as well. So I only got 2 out of 4 if you get rid of the bullshit prediction. So let's take a quick break again, and I will do a final tally of all of the predictions, and then we'll come back and do that, and then we'll wrap up the show. Let's take a quick break for that. Alex, do you want to say we'll be back after this?
We'll be back right after this.
He's not. Okay, we'll be right back.
AfricaFocus.org features high-quality analysis and progressive advocacy on African issues with a particular attention to priority issues affecting the entire continent. The heart of the website is the Africa Focus Bulletin. Other features include regularly updated Africa-related news feeds and a set of country pages with extensive background and links on each African country. If you follow African issues or are even curious, visit AfricaFocus.org today.
Okay, let me do some adding here. So 6, 7. Yeah.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, A, L, E, F, H, K.
Good counting.
F, P. O, A, E.
I should use a calculator here. Hold on. Okay, so Yvonne. Oh, wait. Ah, damn it. Hold on.
Oh, damn it.
Oops.
Well, look, you could have said something far worse.
And yes, I got that on tape. Yeah, as you guys can hear, Alex just climbed onto my shoulders as I speak here. So, anyway, I counted up all the totals for the predictions on this show. And actually, we, last year, I mentioned Yvonne got 58%. I got 70% for a total of 65%. So this time, Yvonne made a total of 30 predictions, of which he got 23 correct for a 77%.
Wow. Damn, so that's a massive improvement.
Yeah. So last time around,
big clock tower.
Yeah, big clock tower. Last time around, you got 58%. This time, you're up to 77%. That's a really big improvement. So congratulations, Yvonne.
Thank you.
So now, on my part, I made a total of 28 predictions, of which I got 22 correct, for a 79% correct rate.
Oh.
So you had 77%, I had 79%, so I beat you out ever so slightly.
Wow, that was close.
That was close, but this is also an improvement from last year. I had 70% last year, up to 79%. And so that makes our collective total. We made 58 total predictions, which, by the way, is more than the 51 we made last year. And of those 58, we got 45 correct, for a total correct percentage of 78%.
I'm going to say one thing.
Which improves. Last year was 65.
80% prediction accuracy, close to it. Okay, yep. All right. I mean, if I had a stock market advisor that would give me 80% accurate like predictions, I'd be all over that guy.
Yeah, 80% ain't bad. And we were happy with our 65 last year.
Right.
So 78. Yeah, we're pretty good.
So we got, so you can see now, our loyal listeners, however many there could be or not, that listening to us, we are good at this shit.
Yeah, we get it right, and of course we pad our numbers by predicting that the Earth won't be destroyed. But hey,
but hey,
it works for us. And last year, by the way, our numbers were deflated by our bullshit predictions of like England and France going to war and things like that. So it balances out.
Yes, it balances out.
So anyway, that's our retrospective show. Next week, we're going to actually make our 2013 predictions.
predictions.
Yes. As Yvonne, it's not Yvonne climbing on my head. It's Alex is climbing on my head. So as Alex is climbing on my head, we'll wrap it up. Tune in next week for our predictions. So Yvonne, you have homework. I have homework. Let's think about these things.
We gotta predict. We gotta predict.
You know, we don't have a big election year, so it's harder. There's not like, you know, last year, a whole big section was just, hey, what's going to happen in the election? We don't have anything like that this year.
Oh, shit. That's going to be tough. I don't know. But there's still a whole bunch of political stuff that we can talk about and predict. I mean, I got a couple of ideas and some of that stuff.
Indeed. So thanks, everybody, for listening. As usual, email us at abelsmay@abelsmay.com with any questions, comments, thoughts. If you have your own predictions for 2013 that you want to throw in the mix, send them to us before... before January 4th. Wait, is that right? No. Before January 7th. No. Before January 6th. There you go. Yeah, I'm so confused. If you have your own predictions, send it to us before January 6th and we'll get them on the show. And you too can have your results graded. Otherwise, as usual, tell all your friends, share us on your social networks, and as Alex sings us out,
we're out of here.
That's a show. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.